Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, new pit stop rules for Gateway and Road America. Pit stops, well, they're going to look a little different when the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series heads to its final race, the Triple Truck Challenge at Worldwide Technology Raceway, or most people know it as Gateway, on August 30th. First, tires will only be changed during the two stage breaks, which are scheduled to end on lap 55 and on 110. Now, during each break, teams have 3 minutes to do any work that they need to do, as usual. If they don't finish within 3 minutes, the trucks will restart at the back of the field. Teams do not have to pit during the stage breaks, though, and if they stay out, the trucks will line up on the back stretch behind the pace truck. Everyone can pit at this time, those on the lead lap and others who are lapped. The ones who pit will then line up behind those who didn't, with the lead lap trucks first, lap trucks are next, and then the free pass wave around trucks, and followed that up with the penalty trucks. This will also take place for the Xfinity race at Road America on August the 8th. Number 2. New schedule for the NTT IndyCar Series. The NTT IndyCar Series will now consist of 14 races with 3 doubleheaders. This according to IndyCar, who announced this on Monday, July 27th. Mid-Ohio, Gateway, and the Indianapolis Road Course will all host doubleheader race weekends. Mid-Ohio is going to host a doubleheader on August 8th and the 9th. Gateway is going to host its doubleheader weekend on August 29th and August 30th. And the Indianapolis Road Course will wrap up the doubleheaders with races on October 2nd and 3rd. Mid-Ohio will have a limited amount of spectators for both of its races, and both races will be 75 laps in length. Both races at Gateway will consist of 200 laps, and there will be qualifying for both races. The first lap of each driver's qualifying session will count for the first race, and the second lap will be for the second race. The series will still end at St. Petersburg at the end of October. Number 3. Entry lists for Loudon. Only one race for the NASCAR's three main series is this weekend, as the Xfinity Boys and the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series teams have a week off to regroup and rebuild their race cars. However, for the Cup Series, no rest for the weary. Loudon, New Hampshire, host of the 28th annual Foxwood Resort Casinos 301 at Loudon, will be the site of Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race, and there will be 38 cars for 40 positions among the notable names. Brendan Poole will be in the number 15 car, JJ Yaley in the number 27, Joey Gase will be in the number 51, James Davison will be in the 53, Timmy Hill will be in the 66, and Garrett Smithley will be in the number 77. You can catch the Foxwood Resort Casinos 301 on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. Tomorrow on FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop, which famous former Cup Series crew chief is going to be the lead engineer for Connor Daly's Indianapolis 500 ride? We will tell you tomorrow on FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. You can follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch, myself at TheBrianNolan, and for all the latest, check out FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.